this is Dr. Jill Robertson from NoCryingBabies.com. Today's subject, I'm going to give you all my best tips on how to get your baby to sleep through the night. One of the readers sent me a request to go over this. Now, it may be a review. If you have been a follower of NoCryingBabies.com, you may have read some articles on helping your baby sleep through the night. But I'm going to put it all together here, and if I leave anything out or anybody has any comments or suggestions, just contact us at NoCryingBabies.com. So first of all, what you want to do is have a structured routine. Babies that are in a structured environment sleep better. And that's a daytime environment, nighttime environment, a routine of, you know, when they take their naps, when they eat. A lot of American families are on the go, going to older brother's soccer practice, and one day the baby may sleep in the pack and play and the next day in the car seat. So if you can keep a routine, it's going to be a lot easier for the baby to sleep through the night. Also, you want to have a bedtime routine. Every night, same time, baby knows we're going to get a bath, we're going to have a bottle, we're going to read a story, and we're going to be a little drowsy, and then we're going to go to the crib. Now, one of the things I highly recommend is not to put the baby in the crib while he's asleep. I always tell parents, if you went to bed and fell asleep in your bed and woke up on your kitchen table, you'd be quite startled and upset. You'd probably cry out a little bit if you woke up on your kitchen table. So it's the same thing with babies. They fall asleep in their mom's arms and wake up in the crib. It's going to get them upset. So you want to put the baby in the crib drowsy after the bedtime routine, and that's going to help the baby learn to soothe himself earlier than a baby who gets put to sleep in his parents' arms and gets put in the crib asleep already. Also, you want to cultivate a security object. The baby wanting a security object like a blanket or a stuffed toy. Now, make sure the stuffed toys don't have any ribbons or loose pieces that the baby could choke on. And the blanket, you want to make sure it's not a big blanket, it's not a knit blanket. Just, you know, I usually recommend like a handkerchief size blanket. You can take an old shirt and sew the edges, cut it to the size of a handkerchief, sleep with it yourself for about 7 nights. It gets your scent on it, and that baby is going to love that. And the size of a handkerchief, it won't cause any choking hazards or suffocation hazards. So that is a really good secret. Now, if the baby gets attached to something, you want to make sure you have a second one in reserve that you hold back for, because one day you're going to lose it or it's going to be ragged out, and then you can present the new security object that's exactly the same as the old one. Sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. Okay, so you don't want to have the baby want the bottle for a security object. Don't ever put the baby to bed with a bottle. It increases risk of ear infection. Now, you put the baby in the crib and the baby can't settle himself back down. One of the things you want to do is have a source of white noise in the room. A fan, an aquarium. So this recording has gotten a little long. I wanted to give you most of my secrets. We will continue this in a part two tomorrow. I have a lot more great tips on how to get your baby to sleep through the night. If you have any comments or questions, please contact us. info@nocryingbabies.com, and visit us often. We will talk to you soon.